Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. This is your host, Alice Fraser, speaking. The Alice Fraser from the dimension you're listening now. Yes, me, this one. As you probably know, these episodes of The Last Post come into my inbox via a glitch in the space-time continuum, and I distribute them to you throughout the week. For listeners who can't keep up with a daily dose of first-rate satire, every Saturday I bring you a roundup of the best moments from the week. Today's episode marks the 5th of September, the 249th episode of 2020, this most glorious of leap years. Coming up, you'll be comfortably traversing through stories from the week when children went back to school in the UK, including news about journalists, electoral candidates, and arts in crisis. But we get things underway with Monday's episode 244, some swing states news from Commandante NATO Green in an episode which contained some revolutionary comedy from the excellent Alice Fraser.
The way to win a swing state is pandering. Hey now, you pretend to have a personal connection to the most superficial thing about that state that you can get from 2 minutes on Google, and that's how you win elections. Let me show you how it works. Michigan, what's up? Vote for me. My first car was a Ford. I get you. Wisconsin, vote for me. I also like cheese curds and beer cheese and cheese beer. Pennsylvania, Philly, go Eagles and Rocky. Let's fight with fists. Arizona, is that a Mexican? Get him. Florida, vote for me, Florida. Blam, 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 blam. Just shooting in flip-flops.
And now to Tuesday, episode 245, where inherited heiress and online sensation Aditi Mittal had some news about the state of journalism in 2020, specifically in India. The episode also featured some sparkling post-colonial comedy from Alice Fraser.
Journalists have conventionally been held in a high regard because we know from being ourselves that speaking the truth in the face of power is a madman's endeavor. In India, in the 1970s, for example, journalists could be the most poorly dressed people at family parties and they'd be like, yeah, you know, he's above showering. He's a truth teller, a voice of the people, the ideal of idealism. It was that time when they coined adorable adages like the power of the pen. Since the advent of electronic media and the corporate ownership of this media, that pen has ostensibly dried up, and who the hell is actually using ink these days? Like, the generation after Generation Z is not going to know about ink unless they're in a tattoo. The new type of journalist now, a ventriloquist's dummy, who's got the hands of its corporate owners and their political friends so far up its ass, it makes shit come out of its mouth. They're now better, if not as well-dressed as the richest person at the family gathering, very often being the person footing the bill for the food at family gatherings. Whether it's vile anti-Islamic rhetoric, calling citizens who demand their rights terrorists, or simply gaslighting a population into an uneasy and yet welcome complacency, journalists in 2020 have been busy.
And on Wednesday in episode 246, Tiff Stevenson brought in a very special guest, her friend Henrietta Mouthpiece, as children across the UK prepared to go back to school. As ever, Wednesday's episode contained some very aristocratic comedy from Alice Fraser.
There's been a lot of chat about A-level results and children getting very upset about not doing well in their exams. Look, I failed miserably at my exams at Cheltenham Ladies College, and look at me now. I'm so hugely successful. Honestly, all it took was 1 year at the Swiss Finishing School for Feisty Ladies. That finishing school is actually in Wimbledon, where they send well-connected gals like me who are pregnant, opinionated, or not academically bright. Sometimes all three. Then it's on to an unpaid internship at one of the big rags. Aunt Mimsy got me in at Harper's Bazaar, and 20 years later, here I am, an opinion maker, and still absolutely loaded. Parents are worried about their children being in overcrowded classrooms, which is ridiculous. Which is short for ridiculous for those in the know, and I do know. Just send your child to public school and the classes will be much smaller. I mean, it seems very obvious to me.
And tech billionaire Josh Gondelman made an appearance on Thursday's episode, that was episode number 247, to deliver some innovative ideas for Bob the Sentient Trash Island's presidential campaign. It also featured some groundbreaking punchlines from Alice Fraser.
Bob the Sentient Trash Island and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, his running mate, realized that their path to victory, they consider, is not through the American left, but through the American center. So they've come up with kind of a couple.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Really dynamic ideas that they think can really capture the center. Number one, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is considering lifting Bob, the sentient trash island, up and rolling him down the center of America, just crushing whatever is in his path as kind of just a crushing physical centrism that I think would really be something that America would get behind or underneath. And then they've also considered just fully merging with the Republican Party. That way they don't have to worry about getting their difficult legislation passed, and they win all the time because they're merged and created one unified party.
And to wrap up the week, time doctor and hands-on historian Matt Kirshen appeared on Friday's episode 248, with some news about arts in crisis. This episode thankfully included some very historical jokes from Alice Fraser.
I don't know if you've noticed, Alice, but there's a pandemic going on right now. And
you were?
Yeah. A lot of people pointed out at the beginning of the pandemic in the arts world that Shakespeare wrote King Lear during the plague. And I let that personally inspire me. So, you know, I'm a writer myself. I got down to it. I spent 4 months solidly writing. And then I found out no one cares about the second man to write King Lear. Yeah, if you hand in something that's basically King Lear. I mean, the only difference is, of course, that it doesn't have the car chase in my version, because I'm an artist. I'm not one of those Hollywood sellouts like Billy S. So I will say the big advantage of being a time scientist is I was able to go back with my King Lear to give Shakespeare a piece of my mind, and a Nintendo Switch to keep him distracted through the plague, so I would be the only King Lear writer in history, which nearly worked. He was thoroughly distracted, but I accidentally left behind a copy of my King Lear, minus the car chase. And you know what? You know what Willie's like with a bit of writing? Light-fingered as anything.
Turns out people do care about the second man who writes King Lear.
Yeah. Yeah, they really do.
And finally, there was one particularly stupid letter to the editor this week, which was met with the utter contempt that Alice Fraser in that dimension apparently thought it deserved. Dear Alice, and whomsoever answered from your speed dial list today. That's you today, Aditi. Thank you for the 15 minutes of daily satire and escapism. You're welcome. In the busy world we live in, I often listen at 1.5 times speed in order to keep up with your output. Your delivery lends itself perfectly to this faster playback. However, sometimes your guests speak quickly in moments of great excitement and mirth. I'm sure you can imagine this can cause auditory confusion in following what's said. Please can you brief your co-hosts on this to avoid future garbled lines? Incidentally, your laugh at 1.5 speed is wonderful. Good luck to you, Christopher. Richard under the white horse. Richard, thank you so much for this letter. And it breaks my heart to tell you that it's a really stupid letter, insofar as I really appreciate that you listen to the show. But the problem that you are complaining of is a problem entirely of your own creation. Therefore, the solution to your problem is not for me to tell my guests to speak more slowly. It's for you to slow the f*** down and find 15 minutes in your day if you think this is important, which it is. Groundbreaking satirical news coverage of the only and most important dimension is not to be rushed, and in fact I take your rushing it as a sign of your contempt for my art form.
Can we say a really slow f*** you, Richard, like a really slow f*** you, Richard.
And thank you for listening to this roundup episode of The Last Post. Presumably, you have already subscribed to the feed, but if not, then please do so immediately. If you've missed any episodes, there is still time to make it right. They're all right there, all ready for your eager ears to consume. Do tell your friends, put it up on your social media, tell massively famous stars to come on. I'm sure we can write them some jokes. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Avoid Facebook. I don't really use it anymore anyway. It's all conspiracy theorists and, like, boomers trying to sell you a table. Find me also at patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. You can subscribe there for free downloads of all of my specials, except Savage, which is available on Amazon Prime, or free as a podcast. And for all the latest news from everything Alice Fraser in this dimension as well. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producer is Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. Use your Sunday restfully or usefully, and I'll talk to you again on Monday.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.